Throws the definition of the Bachi Chesel Shavu, Rav Yehuda Masech the Shavu, Daf Kuf. I said, if someone throws a reed mat into Rishus HaRabim, into a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep and 8 tefachim wide, he's chayev. But if he stands it up in the middle, splitting it into a 4 tefach by 4 tefach wide, and because of the thickness of the mat, each one is actually a drop less, then he's going to be potter. Now, if he says that legabe a mat, which is less likely to be left there and less likely to become bottle, so for sure he would agree that if you throw dirt into a ditch, which is zikha going to be left over there, for sure it's going to, if it makes it less than 10 tefachim, you're going to change the status over there and you'll be potter. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who we learned yesterday, is unsure with regard to the case of throwing the dirt. He would for sure say that, but the placement of the mat, it will not make the ditch lose its rishus layochid status. I said, if there's a ditch of 10 tefachim deep, but 4x4 tefachim big, and it's full of water and rishus harabim, you're chayef for throwing an object from rishus harabim into it, because it has dinner rishus layochid. If the same ditch is full of fruit instead of water, then you'd be potter for throwing an object from rishus harabim into it, because it's as if the ditch was full of earth, in which case it would not be rishus layochid. Dr. Mishnah, if someone throws an item in the rishus harabim at a wall 4 amos away above 10 tefachim, it's as if he threw it in the air and is potter. If he throws it at the wall below 10 tefachim, it's as if he threw the item on the ground, he's chayev. If someone throws an item 4 amos on the ground, he's chayev. In fact, when you throw something at a wall, it bounces back, so it never went to 4 required amos to be chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah is talking about a sticky cake of fig that sticks to the wall and doesn't bounce back. Yehuda, in the name of Rav, name of Chia, said if someone throws an object from the Rishus HaRabim that lands in a crevice which is not 4x4 in a wall which is above 10 tefachim, Rav Meir says if the wall is large enough that you could carve it out to make an area 4x4, we view it as if it is so carved out, and it'd be chayev. Rav Meir says it's the Gabi Mishnah also. The Rabbanan say we don't do that, and therefore we don't view it as such, and therefore he's going to be potter. Yehuda, in the name of Rav, says if a mound in the Rishus HaRabim slopes to a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amos, it's that steep and it has on top an area of 4x4 tefachim, it has a din of Rishus HaYochid, because the slopes are treated as the walls because of the steepness. The Bryce says the same thing in the name of Chanina ben Gamliel. Dr. Mishnah, if someone throws something 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim, but before it lands, the wind pushes it beyond 4 amas. He threw it less than 4 amas. The wind pushed it beyond, it's potter. If someone throws an object further than 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim, and before it lands, the wind blows it back, he's chayef. How can it be chayev in that second case? It never came to rest beyond 4 amas. Yochanan says the case is either that it came to rest on a tiny area, or it was held stationary in the air by the wind below 3 tefachim from the ground, and therefore, since it happened beyond 4 amas, it's as if it was blown back within the 4 amas. I'm sorry, it's as if it landed, it was over there beyond the 4 amas, and it was blown back to within before the 4 amas. That's why it's chayev. Rava says the Rabbanon say that in order to be considered landing on the ground, even if it's within 3 tefachim to the ground, it has to have come to rest on something of any minute size. Rav Nias Marema, that's exactly what we just said. Rabbi Yechanan says. So what Rava is telling us, the Rabbanon say this also. Rabbi Yechanan was discussing a case where it was being carried by the wind, so therefore there's no expectation that it's going to land. So we would think that it's only in that case Rabbi Yechanan says it has to come to rest. However, when it's within 3 tefachim to the ground and it's not being carried by the wind, we would think that it's considered to be rested even without actually having come to rest. That's why Rava said that even in that case it's not considered to be not considered to have landed. Dr. Mishnah, someone throws an object 4 amas in the sea is potter. The sea is a caramelist. A shallow pool of water which is less than 10 tefachim deep that has Rishus HaRabim going through it is considered to be Rishus HaRabim. Mishnah says a second time, a shallow pool of water that has Rishus HaRabim going through it is considered to be Rishus HaRabim. So the Mishnah repeats the same case twice, really, just to teach that even though it's inconvenient for the Rishus HaRabim to walk through there, still it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. The question is, why does the Mishnah use the example of a shallow pool of water for both cases? Rava answers that one is discussing the summertime and one is discussing the winter. If it only discusses summer, you would think that's when the pool has a din of Rishus HaRabim because people walk through it to cool off. But in the winter, maybe it loses its din of Rishus HaRabim. And if you'd only have it in the winter, you would think that's when people are dirty anyway. They don't mind walking through a dirty pool of water. But in the summer, maybe not. That's why you need it in both cases. Aya says, if it only mentioned once, we would think it refers to a pool that's not 4 amos wide, but when it's 4 amos wide, we would say that people would walk around it rather than through it. That's why we mentioned it again to include that case as well. Rashi says it's mentioned, if it was mentioned only once, we would think that if it's 4 amos wide, people walk through it, but if it's less than 4 amos, people maybe jump over and don't walk through it. That's why we mentioned it again to include that case as well. The Mishnah, someone throws something from the sea onto the shore or vice versa, or from a sea onto a ship or vice versa, or from the ship to another ship, he's potter. You let it carry between two ships that are tied together, but not between ships that are not tied together, even if they're very close to each other. Someone's on a ship on Shabbos and wants to draw water from the sea, which is a cameralist for use on the ships, or Huna said he just has to stick out a small pole as a simon, as a hecker, and then he can draw water, because he holds that the cameralist really begins on the sea floor, and therefore 10 tefachim above is really a makam patur, therefore he really is allowed to draw water, but the pole is a reminder that you're not allowed to transfer from a cameralist to a shayachid. Chista and Rabbi Huna say that he has to enclose an area of 4x4 tefachim above the water, and then he draws from that area, that becomes like the Rishus HaYachad, like the ship. Because they hold that the Karmelis gets measured from the top of the water. Therefore, you can't take from the water from the Karmelis onto the ship with Rishus HaYachad without making an area into Rishus HaYachad as well. Nachman asked, according to Rav Huna, you shouldn't be allowed to take water as a gzera for a case when he's in an area that's less tefachim from the seabed, because over there his mam is taken from a Karmelis. Rav Barbo said a ship doesn't travel in an area of water that's less than 10 tefachim deep. Nachman asked, according to Rav Chista and Rav Huna, how do you dispose of the wastewater? They can't throw it into the area that they drew from, because then it would make the water disgusting for them to use again. So Rav Chiya said they pour it on the side of the ship and let it roll into the sea. That's mutter. Aye, they're spilling it. It's an indirect koyach coming from the Rishus HaYachad into the Karmelis, so it should be aser. The Mara answers, causing an indirect transfer to a Karmelis from Rishus HaYachad is actually a mutter. We see this in a braisa also, that it allows transferring from a ship that's sitting low in the water to the sea, but not from the sea onto the ship. The difference must be, the braisa, it's allowing pouring onto the side of the ship, and that's why it's allowed. We see that indirect transfer from a Rishus HaYachad to a Karmelis is mutter.